It was a rock lobster.
That was terrible. I mean, that was awesome. Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch. No, I love this song.
Yeah?
But it's so weird. I feel like it's not appropriate. I don't know what it's about.
It's about a rock lobster.
But it wasn't a rock.
It was a rock lobster.
It's so
or
weird.
Something. Oh, are you ready for this phone call?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Sam, hey, Matthew.
Okay, hold on. Gotta get everything prepared. Hello?
Matt from Albuquerque.
Of course
Hi
it is.
There.
How you guys doing, Steve and Mitch?
You know, we don't even have caller ID, but we know when you call.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. You know what, Steve? Soon, APS is going to be doing a fall break.
Yeah?
Not this Friday, but the next. So I'll be off.
Really?
So not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow? I mean, the week after tomorrow, you guys aren't going to be in school.
Yeah, not this next Friday, but the Friday after that. So, yeah.
So Friday the 12th, you guys won't be in school.
Got my message.
Message?
Yes. Hey, you know what, guys? Yesterday, I guess my Infotech class, they were having us make greeting cards out of scratch. I made you guys a thank you card, and I was going to mail it to you, but
hey!
I have no postal address.
That'd be cool. Send it to 4001 Osuna.
Yeah, that's what Colleen was telling me. I just wanted to make sure it's the right address.
Yeah, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Yep.
87109.
Yep.
Attention, Simandama.
Home of the SOPO, as I call it.
Yeah.
Or Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah.
Yep,
because
exactly.
We live here, too.
We don't have other homes.
We're housed here as well.
Yeah, I was listening into that Expound service last night. It came out pretty good, as always.
Oh, yeah. He started going over, as always, he started going over Leviticus last night.
Yeah.
Yep. My favorite, that's my favorite part of the week, besides you guys' morning shows every morning. I love that Wednesday night thing. It's always convenient for me.
That's good.
Because I have to go to bed at 8:30, but yeah, I get home at 4:30, so.
There you go. All right.
So it's not bad. Hey, so how's Billiam doing today, Steve-O?
He's doing amazing as soon as he gets in here.
He's probably still sleeping.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
so he's better than us.
Yeah, you guys might not know this, but yesterday I have a phone, I guess, a small little a cell phone, I guess, and I was calling. I called the 338. I was like 5 o'clock or something.
Oh, for Billiam's show?
Yeah, I was calling in while he was in the middle of the thing there. And next thing you know, I tell him to play a song. I'm like, I didn't think my call actually went through because that thing usually drops the calls an awful lot.
Ah.
And it went through and he answered?
Yeah, he answered.
Wow.
This has been the most important conversation of the morning.
It's called a radio phone, but it's free service, no payments.
Wow. So, can we get a song on for you, Matthew?
Oh, sure, Steve-O, sure thing.
What do you want to hear?
Let's see, some more Anne Berlin would be awesome today.
More Anne Berlin.
They dedicate that.
You've got a fever.
Yeah, I do have an Anne Berlin fever.
The only prescription is more Anne Berlin.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? Dedicate that song to my science teacher, Mrs. Murphy, over at LBJ.
Mrs. Murphy, your science teacher.
Yep.
What a gem.
Do you ever tell them that you dedicate the song to them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
You guys have a great day, Steve.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
Force myself into that conversation. No, you're going to pay attention to me today.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank
High
you.
High five. It is Thursday morning, and we are a week away. Exactly 1 week away.
Yep.
From a very important 3 days. Static Decision 2012, it's coming up October 11th through the 13th. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's time, people. First debate last night.
Yes.
They didn't mention us in the debate.
I don't understand why they didn't.
I was a little surprised.
Appalled.
Yeah.
Taken back.
Yeah, I kept texting Obama. And I don't know if you noticed, were you watching the debate? He kept looking down because he was looking at his phone because I was like, bro. Mention Static Decision 2012, and he just kept looking down, but then he wouldn't say anything about it. He didn't say anything about it. I'm like, yo.
I think he was nervous.
I guess.
I mean, to support such a great radio station, he didn't know if he was cool enough.
He's the president. You'd think he would have said something.
He just doesn't know if he's cool enough.
Yeah, I texted him directly last night. Like Gosh. 7 times.
Man.
I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Oh, yeah. I noticed him definitely.
I felt bad because Romney kept, you know, intently staring at Obama
Being
when Obama
polite.
Was speaking. But then when Romney would speak, Obama would look down. And I think I was distracting him because I kept texting him. I call him Brobama. Brobama. Hey,
hey
Brobama.
Bro-bama.
Yeah. Brobama, you going to say something?
Next Bro-bama. Time, I think you just have to have better timing.
Yeah.
Not during the debate.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I tried.
But it is happening.
It is happening. Static Decision 2012 is going down a week from today.
I can't believe
you. Could you imagine?
No, you really were. I can't believe you're texting.
I know.
Brobama.
Brobama. I think that's what everybody thinks he is. Until last night, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. I've been reading a lot of stuff about the debate. I didn't watch a whole lot of it.
I didn't watch it at all.
We're those people. So
I you know what? I'm sorry. It didn't happen.
Yeah, that's okay. It's going down a week from today. Static Decision 2012. We are a listener-supported station, and we need your help financially, prayerfully. We need support by getting the word out about Static Radio. And, man, I can't believe it. We're up to $1,700 already.
It's amazing.
$1,700 in early votes. If you'd like to early vote, you can right now, mystaticradio.com. But it's going down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 11th through the 13th, Static Decision 2012.
That's right. And send us your testimonies, studio at mystaticradio.com. Why you love Static Radio, why you listen, what it's done for you. We want to read them, be encouraged by them, and then share them.
Yeah, share them with other people because, that would help us. You know, with support as well.
It's true. studio@mystaticradio.com.
All right. Requested music now for our dear friend Matthew from Albuquerque. It's Amberlin and my personal favorite.
This is a good one.
Yeah. The song is called Finn. It's from Cities, which is my favorite record from them, at least up until October 16th when Vital comes out. Telling you, it's going to be incredible. Sebo and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Called Finn. You can find that off their Cities record.
It's beautiful.
It is. You know what else is beautiful?
What?
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Oh, us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Amberlin has a new record that they're going to be releasing in a week and a half.
Man, I can't believe it's already less than 2 weeks.
Can I just say how incredible this record is?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. It's incredible.
I've heard a few songs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And?
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I can't pump this record up enough. I think it's their best.
Yeah.
I think it's their best.
Even someone, anyone, I'm pretty stoked on that song.
It's a great record. Mm-hmm. So that'll be coming out October 16th, and you can be sure that we're going to have it for cover to cover.
Yeah, and maybe an interview.
Ooh.
Maybe.
They're actually going to be in Denver the day of the record release.
Well, maybe we'll just talk to Smashing Pumpkins instead.
You know, with the Pumpkins. The tour kicked off. They are out on the road currently with the Smashing Pumpkins. And so I'm sure we're going to be talking to them here very, very soon.
But, soon-ish.
Do you need to wake up?
Yeah.
We found pretty much the greatest wake-up video of all time. Because laughter truly is the best medicine.
It's true.
Unless you have a headache, in which case, you know, I would prefer like some kind of ibuprofen type thing?
No, because, okay, laughter can fix the headache for a time. But as soon as you're done laughing, it's back like full
force.
See,
I feel like it almost makes it worse if you have a headache because like...
Afterwards.
Or, you know, sometimes like when your stomach or you're in pain or something and it's like, don't make me laugh because it hurts.
Yeah.
So I guess laughter isn't the best medicine for like all conditions. But however...
For waking up and being sad.
The best. So we found this video. How many times did we watch this yesterday?
We watched this about 3 times. Yeah, okay. 3 times.
In a row. And it was, I don't think it got less funny. I think it got more funny.
Yeah.
So
I'm ready to watch it again.
I actually tried to pull a prank on you this morning.
Yes.
I got here before you and I saw you pull in and there's this weird, what would you call that?
Walkway?
Atrium. Walkway.
Oh, the amphitheater?
The little woodsy area.
Park.
That's called a park?
Oh, no. It's a walkway.
Okay.
Because it actually does have a walkway in there.
Okay. Well, we have a walkway, but it's got trees and bushes, and it's a perfect hiding spot for prowlers.
Awesome. So glad I walk past that every morning. Thank you.
So, I saw you getting out of your car, and I ran down and went and hid The first thing I thought of, honestly, skunk.
Really? Like,
please don't let there be any animals over here. I do not want to get sprayed because there's been like crazy skunk smell lately.
I've seen a few in the trees.
We have rabbits around here like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a snake on campus ever. I've seen skunks and seen
lots of toads.
Rabbits. Yeah. So I was hiding in this like woodsy area.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you went down that walkway and I'm like, yes, this is okay. Shh. And then you got within like 10 feet. I see you.
I was looking for you. I was expecting it.
Oh.
You have to be less inconspicuous. Yeah. You have to be inconspicuous.
It's just the best place to hide. Like, I couldn't think of anywhere else to hide. I guess I could have hit around the side of the building.
Yeah, that would have scared me. If I wouldn't see you right there, I was going to expect you right here, and I was going to be terrified because I can't check up on that.
Or I could have hopped over the... I'm giving really horrible ideas right now
to
other people. So I tried. I really wanted to scare you this morning, and it didn't work out. However, pranks, you know, they can be fun.
Yeah.
If done
correctly.
If done well. I guess I've just been in this mood lately, my wife and I, because we're horrible parents. She hid me in the pantry, like, and it's a really tight fit. You know our pantry, like in the kitchen, that little bitty door with like cereal and the snacks and all that. Okay. She hid me in there 2 nights ago and then was like, guys, come to the kitchen window. You're not going to believe that. Look at this. Like, to get them to go into the kitchen window, and I came out of the pantry and crept up behind them. Because she turned the lights off thinking, it's dark. You got to look in the dark or else you can't see what's out there. And then I crept up behind them and then just grabbed them and scared them to no end. Thankfully, nobody peed. But
thankfully.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Unless it happens to me, which it's only happened a couple times in my life. Where I've been like genuinely
afraid
somebody jumped out. Nate Heitzig and my wife are the two that have really gotten me.
Like, really?
Really gotten me. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
makes
proud.
Me crazy.
I'm proud of your wife.
Yeah. And so pranks. We've all pulled some form of prank.
Been the victim
of a prank. So what pranks have you pulled on people? What pranks have been pulled on you? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And we posted a video.
You have to watch it. You have to.
It's pretty amazing. We do not recommend anyone else try this.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, this is you need to post that on Facebook. Do not try this at home.
Also, do not try this at home.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, because you can't because it's in a car.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah. So there it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Watch the video. Get your thoughts in.
We want to know. What have you done?
What do you think?
What chaos have you caused?
Yeah, let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 338-3700, the phone number. Got some Me Without You right now. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. P.O.D. Song called Higher. 6:45 now. It is Thursday morning. Steve Owen Mitch. Hello.
Oh, man. I am thinking about this prank and how...
It's hilarious.
It is so funny.
Lee, don't do it.
At home.
Hilarious.
Or
don't
in
try
your
this.
Car.
Don't try this at home in your car at the drive thru. Well, let's be honest. There have been so many drive thru prank videos, and most of them just aren't funny.
This one takes the cake.
This one definitely takes the cake because, you know, we've seen the songs. We've seen the people with the megaphone, and we've seen people try and prank people through drive-thrus.
Yeah.
But to me, this one absolutely takes the cake. So let us know what you think of the video. Also, pranks. Have you ever pulled a prank? Have you ever had a prank pulled on you? Those aren't necessarily the most fun things in the world.
No, I don't like being the victim.
Yeah, I don't either. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
You know.
Waking up.
Doing well.
Good. I was just calling about the pranks.
Yeah.
Well, one was pulled on me, unfortunately, but it was hilarious afterward. But we're driving. I take school pictures and stuff, and we're exhausted after a shoot all day. And when we're driving back, my employee thought it'd be funny to pull a prank on me. So he just honks the horn and starts screaming at the top of his lungs and, like, totally freaks me out. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm, like, freaking out. And, like, it was funny afterward, but it was completely scared me at the moment. So.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Have you ever seen the ones where you're driving behind a tow truck?
No.
Oh, dude. Dave Myers was the first one that I saw that from. driving behind a tow truck because, you know, they're pulling a car backwards. So what you do if you have a passenger who's not paying attention or sleeping, pull behind it because the car's going, you know, it's being towed backwards. But if you honk your horn and start screaming and somebody wakes up, it looks like the car's coming at you in the same way. It's the best. Dave Myers.
Oh, that's
so where
great.
I saw that at first, and I thought that was brilliant. But I haven't seen a tow truck.
One of my favorite pranks that I've seen with a car is two people stand on both sides, on either side of the road. And then as a car is coming, you look like you're pulling a rope, oh, both of you, and the car just slams on their brakes.
That is not okay!
It is so funny.
No, it is not!
When you are bored in Moriarty, it is funny!
505-338-3700, the phone number, talking about pranks. A guy posted a video on YouTube. It's pass out drive-through prank. I want to know what the little electrocution thing is. Because
yeah, I can't figure that out.
I don't know if he's like clicking something, but basically he goes to a drive-thru and has decided to make it look like he electrocutes himself or shocks himself somehow. And it's just...
It's amazing.
Over and over and over in the different reactions from people. Coning has become a huge thing.
Yeah, coning started a while ago. I mean, even Justin Bieber has coned.
Really?
Yeah, so it's been a while, but... It was really funny while it lasted. Now you go to a drive-thru and try and do that, and they're like, are you kidding? Why? Why would you do that again?
Why would you waste a cone?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Dude, I just got coned. I've seen that a few times. So
I don't get it. I don't get coning. I got to be honest. I don't get it. It's just stupid.
It's just people being bored. Prank calling people isn't fun anymore.
No.
So.
Oh. No, that's not true. There's just not any really great original ideas anymore.
Everyone has caller ID.
If you can still pull it off well, they're fantastic. But I just don't know that you can pull it off well.
Yeah?
So, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, of course. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We asked the question, what pranks have you pulled? What pranks have been pulled on you?
Or just some good pranks.
Yeah, good pranks.
Andre, I don't know why we expected any class from these pranks, but he says, roll a candy bar in your hands till it looks like a turd and put it next to the toilet.
Oh,
gross!
Man, that is the worst idea in the world.
That's disgusting.
Static!
Shalom! Hey, I don't know if this is really considered a prank, but it was done on me when I was a kid. It was just me and my brother growing up and my mom. And we were always home by, you know, most of the time by ourselves. And I was probably about 8, so that makes him, you know, a teenager. And he would put on my mom's pantyhose over his face.
Oh, man.
And he would walk around. I mean, he would literally make me cry. Oh, are you laughing, Mitch?
Yeah. That's you.
That's messed up. I mean, he would literally chase me around the house. And I would be crying my eyes out. And then, to top it off, like, I think it was the next day or, you know, a couple of days later, he took off all my clothes and threw me out in front of our apartment.
Oh, dude.
I bet he regrets that.
I'm so glad I was the oldest. Man.
Dude, he ripped them off, and I'm crushed. I look like the Terminator just came to life. And I'm just freaking out, and then there's kids outside playing, and I'm like, oh, my God, dude. But, yeah, I've been pretty tough. My brother used to jack me up, man.
Amazing.
It's made you tough, and the person you are today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me the jerk I am today.
Yeah.
All right, man, love you guys.
Love you, too, pool boy. Pool boy from Cruises, everybody.
Man. Amazing and not amazing. So mean.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Oh. What's Nate got to say?
Nate says, saran wrapping a car along with other annoying things.
Of course.
Had a cop on duty helping us, so that was good. APD just
that's good to hear.
So we couldn't even get in trouble. Poured a little vinegar in my mom's glass of water when I was a kid. Microwaved my friend's unopened jar of peanut butter until it exploded. That was just kind of mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're the bully.
Yeah.
So you're a bully. Okay, cool. Good to know. Static.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
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 Wanted to chime in on this. I had a cousin that was spending the night at my house during a birthday party. And comes to me and says his stomach was hurting, wanted some Tums. So I had a generic bottle of milk of magnesia.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is. I said, oh, it's like Pepto Bismol. But I have a bottle. I just told him to drink the whole thing. Told me about half an hour later. He says, oh, my stomach's so great. Well, he's spending the night, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden we just hear his stomach gurgling.
Oh, dude.
Is that dangerous?
I wouldn't know. I don't know. He's,
you survived. He's good.
Okay, good.
Right. Have a good one, guys.
You all right, too.
505-33-3700. That was hilarious. What did he say? Okay, okay, good. All right.
Nate says, oh, and whenever telemarketers call, I speak to them in entirely in Russian. I didn't know Nate knew Russian.
I didn't know that either.
He says, not sure how much of a prank that is, but the reactions are great.
See, that's cool. So things like that, totally acceptable, right?
Right.
Those are good because you have to expect that. I love telemarketer pranks because, uh-oh, here comes the former telemarketer. Hey.
Got a great idea.
Yeah.
We could set up, you know, we're going to be answering phones.
This is true.
Yes.
We should get phone lists and do telemarketing for our on-air fundraiser.
Hey! Oh,
we should.
That's a good idea.
Hi, Mr. Jeter, please.
This is him.
Hi, Mr. Jeter. This is Steve Ryman with Static Radio. I don't know how familiar you are with Static Radio. KOIT signed on the air in 1974 and has been serving the community for decades with positive music that kids are able to spend time listening to without the nasty benefits you get from other radio stations. What radio stations do you currently listen to?
I only listen to The Peak.
Okay. And how much could I put you down for as far as a financial contribution to Static Radio for the next 20 years?
That's a fantastic idea. I would love that. We need to get that.
Was that a $50 monthly contribution?
Oh, you're serious. I don't know. See, you're so good at that, I would have just signed up.
I just don't think I have $50 right now.
But my character only listened to The Peak. That's all I listened to.
What do you think?
That's a really, really
good idea. Should we write up a script?
I think we should. I think we should just start calling numbers. Forget the local number. Let's just call everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Nationwide.
Okay.
We have an app. We have everything.
We have a Yellow Pages.
You know?
White Pages. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
How important is it to you that the gospel of Jesus Christ is delivered to countless youth around the world?
Exactly.
It's pretty important.
Pretty important.
Okay. Would you say that it's worth a financial commitment on a monthly basis?
I would, and I already do.
How much time have you spent in prayer about increasing your giving?
Oh, man. I guess you're not supposed to telemarket me.
I guess I haven't spent any time.
Yeah, Mitch, do you monthly contribute to Static Radio?
No,
this script is so bad off the cuff. Anyway.
You go revise that. You make that happen.
Okay.
All right, man.
Here we go.
All right. That's a great idea.
That's amazing. But Steve would have to make all the calls and do different voices.
The funny thing is he's right because I'm already going, I didn't because I gave at the Static 500, I didn't think about the fact that...
Okay.
Increasing.
Yeah.
You know what? He's right, though.
Yeah.
We do need your support. Coming up October 11th through the 13th, Static Decision 2012. It is your opportunity to, help us continue doing what we do. We love being a part of the community. We love being here. And we don't want to go anywhere. So...
It's true.
So we need money. The end.
Please.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com for details. Talking about pranks, it's just before 7 o'clock, so we got to take a quick break. But coming right back, more of your phone calls, I promise, as well as some of these crazy Facebook comments. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Last Bison. Song called Switzerland right here on Static Radio.
Good morning.
I love that band.
I like that they changed their name. Oh,
to The Last Bison?
Yeah, they used to be called Bison. Now they're called The Last Bison.
Yeah. Why do you like that?
I don't really like that.
You just wanted to say that.
I just wanted to say that because I knew something about them. Because I received their newsletter.
Stop using your words incorrectly. Don't say words unless you mean them.
Dude.
You slapped a fish. Yeah, we watch way too many YouTube videos.
Yeah. But there,
I never watched YouTube videos until you. Like, you came along, and that's all you do is watch YouTube videos.
They're hilarious.
You're the reason some dude is sitting on his couch, still living at home with his mom, making $400,000 a year.
I know, right? But
you're the reason.
But some of them are jewels. Some of them are, like, perfect.
And speaking of those jewels, Facebook.com/myaesthetic radio.
Right?
Oh, man.
We have an amazing YouTube video up at our Facebook right now. Pass out drive-through prank, where this dude literally just passes out in drive-thrus, and it's a prank.
Yeah, apparently this guy hates drive-through employees.
Yeah.
It's a pretty mean prank. He goes to a bunch of fast food places, pretends to pass out at the wheel, and takes his foot off the brake. This is what the scary part is. He owns this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't. It's all or nothing.
He takes his foot off the brake, so they think his car is out of control. With one woman in the video, he even pretends to have like this full-blown seizure thing and passes out. And his car just starts rolling. In the video, it looks like he hit something in one of the times.
Yeah.
It's just, Facebook.com/myestaticradio. Not for the faint of heart?
I don't know. It definitely is.
Static!
Hello! It's the guy that you called Cray yesterday.
What up, Cray?
Okay, two things. Steve-O, you lied to me yesterday that you did not have an addiction. You're addicted to coffee.
I'm not addicted to coffee.
He's not even drinking coffee
today. I haven't had any coffee today. How about that? Booyah!
Okay, well, maybe that works, but let's see if you can go throughout the day without complaining about a headache.
We shall see. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for laughing at my misfortune.
Yeah. No. And second thing, I'm not crazy.
Okay.
And then about the pranks. So can you guys explain to me what happens in the video? Because I don't have like a Facebook account, so I can't go see it.
Basically, this guy apparently hates drive-thru employees and pretends to pass out at the wheel as they're trying to give him his food. And takes his foot off the brake and rolls away, passed out. And it's interesting to see these poor, poor drive-thru employees. Oh, man, it's awful!
It really is.
Lee, hilarious.
Exactly where I was going to go with that.
It's called Pass Out Drive-Thru Prank, but...
YouTube it.
There you go.
Okay. And then a prank that I did on my friend, he was staying over. I didn't even expect this to end up being a prank, but there's this computer game called Minecraft, and one of the monsters in it that everybody hates is called a creeper. It's got this kind of weird face. It's got like this little, it's got two eyes, and it looks like it has a mustache, kind of.
Oh.
And so I drawn its face on my whiteboard in my bedroom. So he comes into my bedroom, we're yapping, and then he turns around to walk out of his bedroom to go to the restroom. He sees the creeper face on my whiteboard. He freaks out.
No.
He got so scared. I thought he peed his pants for a minute.
Gross.
thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
This was your idea.
And it's hilarious.
You picked this story.
My hand picked this story.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not look at what story I was picking.
To be completely, that's what we did. We have a ton of stories this morning. I love that. We just kind of...
Fanned it out,
and you blindly picked one. Oh, it looks like we're talking about this right now.
Go fish.
There you go. The magic of radio. That's how we figured out we were going to talk about this. Pass out drive-thru prank. You can check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have a ton of comments on Facebook to get to.
Yeah. JD says, I have pulled way too many pranks to write them all down. My best one, my mom is a big wig in the banking business.
Ooh, perfect.
And was on a conference call to corporate at home. Oh no.
Static decision 2012 next week.
Yeah.
JD, tell your mom. Tell your mom.
I pretended that I was locked in my room crying. Mom, I swear I'll be good. Please let me out.
Man.
At least slide another pancake under the door like you did yesterday. Yeah, I got into some trouble over that one.
Oh, I can't even.
The anger.
You know what, like, makes me nervous? I'm going to have... I already have two boys. I'm about to have boy number three.
Uh-huh.
And if they're half as crazy as me, which they're more so. Both Jack and Luke are pretty insane in a good way.
Uh-huh.
I love them. They're hilarious. But I'm willing to bet things like that are going to happen regularly.
And they're going to be creative about it. So, good
and then
luck.
My mom gets to laugh and say, see, this is payback for everything
around.
You did to me. Oh, man.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What pranks have you pulled?
Dominic says, when you're on a road trip or just driving with a passenger, close your right eye and leave your left one open so you can still see the road. With this, you can pretend to fall asleep or ask them to direct you.
We saw a video on YouTube yesterday, and I was dying. A guy filmed it and did that very thing and pretended like he fell asleep and then started rolling over onto the median, the little, like, what are those? And the reaction from his passenger was incredible.
It was amazing.
Static!
Hello. So, I just wanted to call in and say that prank of the sleeping drive-thru thing is, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
But also, I want to show the prank that my brother pulled on me. The one who just called was my brother.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
And it was totally evil. So
bless you.
I absolutely hate cockroaches. So, I was taking out the recycling one night, and there was this little dying cockroach on its back, like, wiggling all over the place, and I freaked out, so I just came back in and put the recycling down, and I told Cole. So he got a tissue and went outside, and it looked like he had brought it back in, so he went to the bathroom, and I guess evidently he had one of those fake cockroaches. So he called me and said, hey, Bina, come here. So I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, you better not throw anything at me. So I guess he had, like, pretended to drop it into the toilet. And when I came in, he threw the fake cockroach at me, and I thought it was the real cockroach, and
gross.
I, like, screamed. So, and I thought, it freaked me out.
That's worthy of the death penalty.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, like, your least favorite thing in the universe.
I hate cockroaches.
Hey, you should be proud of me. Jack and Luke both got those fake cockroach things from, like, Chuck E. Cheese or where. You know when you go somewhere and pay $27,000 and you get 8 tickets and you're like, oh, cool, I can buy this 4-cent piece of plastic. They both have fake cockroaches.
Oh,
I've never brought them in.
That's not okay.
I know, because I know that's, like, the one off limits. So, thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You know, it'd be amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Amazingly bad.
No.
All right. Traffic?
Okay.
7:15.
There is construction work. Water main break on Cole. There's a water main break on Cole Avenue East at I-25 and Oak Street and Locust Street. Expect to have some delays there or to take another route, which, let's see, you can take, I don't know, actually.
You can do this.
You have to go on Cole between Spruce and Cedar for the next several days.
All right.
There you go.
That's awesome. Look at that. It's, like, all broken down for you.
Yeah, it's your, like, a traffic.
You don't even have to do your job anymore. I could have the computer do it for you.
Right, exactly.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We got to give Sopo a call here in just a second. Talking about pranks. Static.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing well.
So I have a dose that I'd like to offer you. One is a prank that I saw, and one is a prank that got pulled off me, if that's okay.
Yes.
I'll keep them short. So one that I saw was my freshman year at UNM, and you guys know, like, that Mother Earth fountain outside of Northrop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just down from the center of the universe. Apparently, like, some guys in the middle of the night went in there and poured, like, 6 or 8 bottles of, like, bubble bath mix in there, and so in the morning, when all these people came to school, there were just bubbles everywhere coming out of the fountain. It was amazing.
That's incredible. Awesome. That's a great prank.
Yeah, that's
it
a good one.
So good. And then another one happened to me the following year. I worked at this place on campus, and I had to go out of town for, like, a week for this little, like, conference thing. And when I came back, all of my coworkers had put filled little Dixie cups full of water and stapled them together on my desk, covered everything. Not even, like, the computer was left. And so I didn't know what to do. Like, I couldn't just pull them apart or whatever and pour out the water because I didn't want a trash can full of water.
Right.
So, and I was the first one who got there in the morning, so I started drinking the Dixie cups. And by, like, 8 o'clock, I had only gotten through, like, a third of the desk, and I had, like, water gut. And it was awful. It was so bad.
Oh, that is bad.
Thanks for the call, man.
I love you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Right, thanks, man.
Bye.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
One of my great friends and former students, Katie, she went off to CCU just this past semester, and she pulled a prank on, they have girls' dorms and boys' dorms, so they went to the boys' dorms, and they did something similar where they lined up big plastic cups full of water in the hallway so the guys couldn't even get out without knocking Aww. Down water. It was pretty crazy.
It's pretty cray.
It's pretty cray cray.
It's pretty cray.
I thought it was hilarious.
Static.
Hey, I went to a sporting event in Houston. I hooked up with another team. So what happened were all the remote controls in the hotel room worked for all the TVs. So what we did is we snuck into another guy's room, hid behind the furniture, and started turning and turning off the TV. He screamed. He was terrified.
Amazing.
Hey, could you play that DJ Apocrypha clip?
Absolutely. If I can dig that up, I will totally play that for you. I have
All
to
right,
find
thanks.
That. All right, man.
Bye.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Oh, dude, I'm going to have to try and find that
What
now.
Is it?
DJ Apocrypha. Joey, my dear friend Joey yeah. Belleville. Former
oh,
employee.
Yep, got it.
We talked about
we
phone
can find that.
The wedding heartbreaking melody. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, that's us.
That's us.
Talking about pranks, you got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And, you know, enjoy
Watch the
conversation.
Video.
Yeah, oh, man.
Watch
Amazing
the video.
Amazing stuff. You know what we didn't do?
What?
We didn't call Sopo.
Oh, yeah.
We
should do that.
We always call those guys. Every morning. They sponsor our traffic and our tummies.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, love those guys. We got to give them a call.
What? Thank you for calling Simon's Forge. This is Aaron.
Hey!
Hello!
Hey.
What's up?
What up?
Hey, you know.
Chilling. Have you ever pulled any crazy pranks?
Damn sure I have. Nothing too crazy, though. I can't remember any of them.
Nothing cray-cray?
Nah.
All right. We're talking about pranks this morning. You have to go to our Facebook page because we found one of the most amazing yet not amazing pranks ever.
I feel like you'd really like it.
Yeah.
Me in particular? Or?
You and everyone.
Oh, okay.
So. You and the world. You and the... Actually, it doesn't have a lot of views. It really doesn't.
No.
So
it needs more then.
It needs more.
We might have to help you out with that.
There you go. Hey, can I? Oh, wait. I don't know what to get.
I'm going
to
get an ice cream tea.
Ice cream tea?
And two Stevers, please.
Okay.
Do you guys have apples?
I don't.
I
don't know what to do.
He's taking a break from coffee.
People are trying to make me stop drinking coffee.
So what do you suggest?
I think he also needs tea.
Do you like tea? Do you like black tea? You don't like black tea?
I like, do you guys have Thai iced tea?
Oh my gosh.
No?
What about like an actual drink? Like a, well, I guess
like
it has,
what?
I guess it has caffeine in it and coffee.
Am I supposed to be taking a break from caffeine or coffee?
I don't know.
You guys implemented these stupid rules.
Yeah, you gotta pick one.
Yeah.
Well, coffee because that's what was making your breath smell all funky.
No, I thought it was because I was getting headaches. I thought you cared about my health.
Oh, I care about your health.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
I don't know. What are you going
to
get?
I don't know what to do.
Well, then you might need vitamin water because...
You guys have vitamin water?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
You have vitamin water?
Yeah.
For sure.
You guys have the orange one?
No. Not quite, but we do have the Power C one. It's got all sorts of...
And that's got
good stuff in there.
Energy.
Yeah, and there's like orange juice and everything over there too.
Okay. All right, you know what? I'm just going to go over there and I'll grab something because I didn't realize you guys had such a plethora of awesomeness.
We have some stuff for you.
Okay. We'll be over there. All right, man.
Have a good
one. Right. I had no idea.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Every day. I'm going to hate this. Can I just say that?
Why?
This is supposed to be healthy for me, not having caffeine.
You're going
to
be just fine.
You know what?
You're going to be
I hope
right.
I'm a grump. I hope I'm grouchy.
Whatever.
I hope I'm awful to deal with.
I hope so, too.
I hope I'm a handful. And I hope you regret every moment of this whole me not drinking
caffeine
thing. You know
what's crazy about this is that I hope so too.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't want to disagree with you right now.
Wow. Ladies from Waverly for you right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio. His legacy.
Good morning.
Song called Follow.
Right.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
That's us.
Hey.
Talking about pranks and people pranking people.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Oh, snap.
Dun, dun, nah, nah.
Okay, stop.
Why are we playing Rocky?
I don't know.
That's what it reminds me of is Rocky.
I hit the wrong button.
Oh, really? Oh, is that really?
I just went with it. Yeah, it is Thursday morning. I'm excited. Tomorrow we are going to have some artists in studio.
That's right.
Poema going to be joining us. They have a free CD release show going down tomorrow night at the Lobo Theater. They'll be in studio tomorrow morning doing a little preview.
Talking about it and singing.
Mini preview thing, yeah.
I've already warned them. I said, he's going to make you guys sing, so be ready.
Yep. 7 a.m.
Yes.
But they've pulled it off before.
Oh, yeah.
Beautifully. So
they're pretty much
I have
pros.
All hope and confidence in them. They're amazing.
Wow.
So they'll be joining us. Kyle from Rockwell Social coming into town. He's going to be hanging out with us.
Yes. Here. He's here for the Bloom Fiesta with his fam.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So, and of course, more of your conversation now. Pass out, drive through prank. We posted it at facebook.com/mystaticradio and talking about pranks. Static!
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Oh, man. Okay, so two things, Steve-O. Number one, if you're just trying to get rid of coffee, but you still want the caffeine and delicious morning taste, chai tea, bro. Chai tea all the way.
But it has caffeine.
It's like Christmas in your mouth. Okay? It's very spicy and stuff.
I like that.
And number two, pranks through drive-thrus. There's a dude who does this thing called Penguin Magic. That's like his YouTube channel. He does like wallet on fire through the drive-thru and like static shocking through the drive-thru. So whenever he like hands the money, like electrocutes them. And all kinds of crazy, goofy stuff. But yeah, pranks, that's the place to go if you're looking for drive-thru. I hate drive-thru employee pranks.
That's pretty much the one we posted is the one where he's shocking himself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That's gnarly right there. Yeah. I just to check it out, yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a couple of tips on the coffee, caffeine thing and the pranks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I got to be completely honest.
Hmm.
I'm veering from pranks for a second.
Uh-oh.
I'm not being funny. My head is killing me.
No way.
I'm not joking.
You are totally lying.
I've been fighting through this morning. I think my brain knows that I'm trying to trick it right now with this stuff.
Oh, you know, they have a name for that. You're a hypochondriac.
Stop it right now.
Yeah. Just take some ibuprofen. I don't know.
Can I just say this? Okay, that last caller said chai tea. But
it has caffeine in it.
Right. Isn't the point you guys are trying to like kick me off of caffeine
right,
or something?
Right, I've decided we're trying to kick you off of caffeine. So drink that water, and when it's empty, go fill it up with more water.
This isn't helping. Can I throw a few like Advil in my water?
Yeah, let it just... No! You can do this.
So there were a lot of choices over at Sopo.
Yeah?
Normally get coffee... Every day.
Yeah.
Lots of coffee every day. Lots of choices. To see what choice I finally made, I guess you're going to have to go to our Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Not there yet.
But it will be in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so there you go. Trying to suck this down.
You can do this. It tastes great. Don't even worry.
All right. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We got a lot of comments. I love this. Thebes. Did you see what he put on Facebook?
He says, a youth pastor and I were talking about different pranks, and I mentioned spiking a drink with, what is that? And what is it?
Anbasol.
Anbasol?
Anbasol.
Or?
Orajel.
Orajel. What is Anbasol?
Really?
Really.
You like rub it on your gums and it makes everything numb when you have a toothache?
Oh, same with like Orajel. It's for like teething babies.
Like teething, yeah.
Okay. The next day at church, while I was making breakfast for the youth group, he handed me a cup of black coffee. I took a big swig and thought, cinnamon. Oh, no, he didn't. Everyone had a good laugh. He is now in hiding in Ohio.
Yeah. I would be too if I had pranked Thebes. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Luke.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so... about pranks, our friends, it actually all started with my brother and a friend of mine, for his birthday, we woke him up at like 4 in the morning, and we held him down, and we dyed his hair, and we drew all over his body, and we made him wear short sleeve shirts and short sh- shorts, not short shorts, just shorts, to school so that everyone got to see all the embarrassing things we sharpied all over him. And we thought it was just going to end there, but it ended up kind of spreading to our whole little friend circle. And so all of our friends were dyeing each other's hair and waking each other up.
I think that's hazing.
I was just about to say, that's not pranking, that's called abuse.
Did everyone laugh?
Yeah, it was a fun thing.
And everyone's still alive?
Yeah, we made them breakfast afterwards, too.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
That's good. I like that.
Breakfast is always worth
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
I don't want to be that guy's friend. I'll tell you that right now.
Or one of those people that, like, draw on you while you're sleeping. That's not cool.
That's less evil, in my opinion, than drawing on them while they're awake and holding them down.
Yeah,
so
very
you can
true.
Dye their hair and make them wear
shorts.
That's like
shorts. A long... Well, they probably gave up.
Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
How are you guys?
Good.
Mitch is fantastic.
I'm doing great.
I'm cranky and angry at everything.
Okay, couple things.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was trying to cut out caffeine for a while and started doing protein shakes so that my body kind of got exactly what it needed, all the natural sugars and stuff like that, so it kind of regulated a little bit.
Okay.
So I wasn't craving the caffeine and, you know, like a pound of brownies like I really wanted.
Are you trying to sell me some, like, Visala shake? Because it's not
going to work. I'm really not. That's not even what I'm doing. But I'm just saying it's an option. I understand. As far as the prank stuff goes, have you heard Matt Mizell's story of his birthday last year?
Absolutely. Where they kidnapped him?
Uh-huh. I was just making sure.
Oh, yeah. That was messed up. They kind of went really far, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude,
absolutely
punched him
hilarious.
Like it was, kidnapped him, threw him in a van, punched him. I mean, he thought he was going to die. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So just wanted to make sure you guys knew that story. If not, you're going to have to call him and hear it.
But yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Brilliant story. I love it.
I know.
Thanks for the call.
The sevenfold rule. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
With your caffeine.
All right. See, everybody who tried to quit caffeine says, I tried that once. I tried doing that before.
Right. No one has a strong will like you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone a whole, 2 hours?
Yeah, and I just know you're just going to persevere. You're gonna do this.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm encouraging you.
Uh-huh. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey,
How's
Rob.
Going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, let me encourage you, man. Just stick with the caffeine-free. You can get past the headaches.
Really?
Yeah. I was caffeine-free for 2 years. I had, 2 weeks where I drank caffeine. Headaches came back worse.
See, look at that. You said you were caffeine-free.
No, I am again. I drank it for, 2 weeks again.
Uh-huh.
And the headaches started coming back worse because I started craving caffeine all the time. And so then I don't drink caffeine at all, and I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning most days.
Okay. What do you do? What did you substitute that with?
None. I just get it. Once you get through the caffeine withdrawals, your body just kind of gets on natural, just, hey, you're okay. You don't have the highs and lows during the day either.
Oh, really? So I'm not going to be as moody?
Mm. Yeah, you get past the moody.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get past it. I remember the first time I quit drinking, the caffeine, my wife's like, do I need to go buy you Mountain Dew? Can I just go buy you one?
Right.
I said, no, I'm almost there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, this is the worst.
Thank you for your encouragement.
Yes, thank you so much, man.
Hey, no problem, man. Just keep at it. It'll get better.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
All right. Rob. Nice guy.
Yeah.
That's good. I need that encouragement.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Doing all right?
No!
Okay.
I cut out caffeine from my life. This sucks.
It's only been a few hours.
Hey, no! And it's that bad!
Oh, my gosh. You have a problem.
Static.
Hello?
Hey, okay, guys.
You know, it's going.
Going?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay, other than your little caffeine, McVick type deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So on your prank thing, man, I got a couple things for you.
Okay.
One of them, I don't want to say what the stuff is, only because with our youth group, if some of our youth group listen, and if they did it to me, I would have to kill somebody. But
and that's probably not legal, so I don't recommend doing that.
Not at all. But if there's this stuff that you can put in your drink, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to react with your body. But when it does, it's like it's like an X-Lax bomb went off in your gut.
Oh, no, gosh.
And when it hits you, you have to find a bathroom, like, within a minute. If you don't, you're not going to be able to hold it.
Oh, it's that bad. That's just terrible.
It's horrible. So that's one. But the other one was two different friends of mine did this. They said they're driving along and had a passenger in a vehicle asleep. And, of course, it works better at night. But you know those semis towing a semi?
Mm-hmm.
So it's facing the other direction on the freeway?
Absolutely.
Pulls up right behind it, and they just start screaming as loud as they can. The other dude wakes up. My buddy said his friend woke up, starts screaming, falls to the floorboard, and starts crying. Because it scared the living crap out of him.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
I love every second of that one.
That would be awesome.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too. 505-338-3700. Static.
Steve-O, Mitch, what's going on?
What up, Brian?
Hey, I want to tell you about my ever-popular extra steering wheel.
Whoa. What?
Extra steering wheel?
Yes.
Do you have another steering wheel in your car?
Yes, that is detached, and I just carry it around. It makes for fun, really.
How? What?
When I feel like playing this prank, I let my wife drive, and I'll hold up the extra steering wheel like I'm driving.
Oh.
And you think most people would notice that it's on the wrong side of the vehicle, it's not even attached. Well, you pull up alongside somebody, and you just turn into them.
And
then the fun begins, man. They start swerving and hitting the brakes, and it's great.
Have you killed anyone?
I don't know if I've killed anyone. I know I have caused a few wrecks, though.
No! No! Too far!
And then I stop, and I go back and check on them, and they're okay. It usually just runs them into a ditch or nothing. Nothing like hitting another car.
I'm never going to Grants ever.
Have you been sued?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. No. I would thank God and go throw that steering wheel away. Thanks for the call. Oh, Static.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, it's Joseph. Hey, guys. The whole caffeine thing, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Right on it. Mitch, don't let him quit. I did 30 days once just to prove to somebody I could. I'm a coffee fanatic myself. I like my coffee black and strong.
Me too.
Oh, I love it. In fact, I just finished a cup. Not to brag.
Oh, dude. That's so not cool.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. You can't have an aspirin. Just make sure it's a caffeine-free aspirin.
Ah, there you go.
And you can do the caffeine kick. You can get rid of caffeine if you want. It's not a big deal. I'm not part of that clan. I'm part of the caffeine clan. So, but Steve, I'm with you. Go ahead and get her done. On pranks, to use a quote from a cartoon character that we probably shouldn't watch. Pranks are bad, okay? But I watched on YouTube a couple weeks ago called Pranks Gone Bad, and there's one in there where these college kids, you know, their roommate comes home, you know, young girl. She comes home, and they scare her in the kitchen with a mask and all that. Well, she runs out the kitchen, down the stairs, into the road, through, you know, a blind spot, and gets ran over. Completely.
Oh, gosh.
Ran over, gone. So pranks are bad. Things can go awful wrong on something so innocent and so small.
No kidding.
That's bad.
Pranks are bad, okay?
Yeah, pranks are bad.
Okay.
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 Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well,
yeah.
Guess we're going to move on.
Well, we are, actually, because Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project coming in studio right after the break. We'll be talking to him. Also, more about this whole caffeine kick.
Yes.
My wife just texted and said, I thought that was starting on Monday. Mitch is now on my list. Yeah.
I didn't make you do this. You did this yourself.
No, I didn't. I'm blaming you for every second of
Unfortunately,
this.
There is a podcast, mysteticradio.com/mornings, and we can see who remembered about your caffeine deal.
What do you mean, who remembered?
That was you. I forgot about it.
You forgot about it?
Yeah.
So obviously, it's so important to you.
Obviously.
I thought you said you were going to you were determined to make sure that I stuck with this.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. So just throwing that out there.
Wow. Such a good friend.
Yeah, and well, now you remembered, and you obviously want to do this, so I'm gonna help you out.
Clay Schroff, Aspen Project, on the way back. Also some Angels and Airwaves. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Shiny Toy Guns, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Waiting Alone.
You look ridiculous.
What?
I'm just kidding, you don't.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, because you're wearing sunglasses inside.
Yep.
You just got some new sunglasses, which actually work way better than the ones you have been wearing.
Our amazing evening girl, Celeste. She hated my sunglasses. I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. Hated my sunglasses so much that she came in this morning and she bought me a pair of sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said I looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
In my old ones. I loved my sunglasses.
Okay, they look pink, but yesterday...
They're nude.
Right, exactly. Celeste goes, what color is that? And you go, nude? No. No, it's not.
They're like flesh color.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're pink.
No, they're
just because
not.
The tag says nude.
I thought I was being cool because I knew a color other than black, white, red, blue, green...
Yellow.
It was a color that wasn't a primary color, and I'm a man. I was excited I knew something.
Nude?
Nude.
No.
Because it looks like flesh.
Okay.
It looked
not
like skin.
Not your flesh. Up against your skin, it looked pink.
Okay.
But these look great, and they match your shirt.
Yeah, which is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow.
Good job, Celeste.
She got sunglasses that match my shirt today, so I love it.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about this morning.
No,
though.
Not right now.
Right now, joining us in studio, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
You look great in those glasses.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
They match your shirt.
They do.
And they're primary colors.
I'm gonna wear these today. You know what? These match. These match the election.
Oh.
The red and the blue.
You could wear a tie from each. You could get an Obama tie or a Rodney tie, and then you'd have your glasses.
Static Decision 2012. That's our colors too, red and blue.
That's like your colors. Election. I like it.
I should go out there and start, getting on my soapbox and trying to get people to vote for me in my cool shades.
Don't do that.
Come to you today, my fellow Americans, to implore you to make a right choice. I don't know.
Make a
right choice. Speaking
of right choices,
yeah,
something that we fail to do quite often as the Aspen Project, I want to send a shout out to everyone who's already taking care of kids
in
any capacity. If you're a foster parent, if you're an adoptive parent, if you're a mom or a dad that decided to stay and raise your kids in a good, godly way, thank you. If you're a Sunday school teacher... Now, for the rest of everyone,
I was
thinking about this on the way in. There are a lot of great organizations out there. You have LifeQuest, which is going into the juvenile detention centers. They're mentoring these kids up so that when they get out, they have a hope and a future.
Yeah,
we have hundreds and hundreds of opportunities in the churches that surround New Mexico. That if not everyone's called to be a foster and adoptive parent, so get involved with the Sunday school.
Yeah,
and if you're not involved with youth, then you need to really take a hard look at your life and say, what am I involved in? Where am I making a stand? And it really dawned on me how important this radio station is for what we stand for. When we're reaching out, one of the things that the Aspen Project does is we reach out to at-risk or troubled youth.
Right.
And these are people that are children or kids or young adults that otherwise their future isn't as bright as what it could be or should be. And what you guys are doing, let me just say this, because I don't think the listeners really understand. There's a small segment of this community, a couple hundred thousand people that are listening to this station that don't necessarily have the deep pockets, that aren't necessarily have the ability to advertise. So, when you guys do a fundraiser, you guys get nickels and dimes, where other radio shows, they get the major supporters.
Yeah.
They get hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sorry, guys, Budweiser doesn't support us.
Right.
Right.
And I think that a lot of if you are a business owner or if God has blessed you financially, I don't think that the community actually understands what impact this has on the hard to reach youth. If you're not going downtown, if you're not going into the schools, if you're not taking these kids into your home, static radio is a great way to reach, to put Jesus Christ
in front of kids that otherwise, or young adults that otherwise wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
And listen, and I want the listeners to know, Static Radio doesn't tell me to say this stuff. I just know that when I'm out in the community and people tell me that they heard me on the radio and it made an impact and it makes a difference, there's a lot more people listening than I think people realize. And if we don't help support ministries like Static Radio, then there's a generation of kids that is going to find the, you know, their music or their culture through other means. I want them to find it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So thank you for you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm all right. Not embarrassed. Thank you.
But it's not. You know, we just all got together and had a meeting on something that we're planning in the future. And we had a bunch of freaks in the room. And I love that. Yeah. I love the fact that you guys are bringing people that are hardcore believers to the table and saying, we are going to stand for Christ here now the way that we are.
Yeah, man.
So thank you.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for everything you do. You know, you mentioned Life Quest and the different people. I was stoked this last weekend. I got to do a remote for Born to Run, you know, for the Walk to Life. It was amazing. Or the Right to Life, New Mexico. And starting all the way back to, you know, we're talking about young adults and children. Well, what about the unborn that are still children, you know? And so
yesterday morning, we protested outside the late-term abortion clinic.
Wow.
And wow, you know, my wife goes quite often.
Yeah,
and I'm generally very, very busy, and I'm taking the time to go down and to stand out there for 2 or 3 hours with my kids. And
yeah,
wow.
Now let's talk about this, because you just used a word that immediately sparks
protest.
Yeah, you use the word protest, and a lot of times when you think protest, you think of people with signs and telling them they're going to hell. And what do you guys do?
Let me say this.
Yeah.
We team with other people who are there, and yeah, there are some signs that I personally won't carry.
Yeah.
So I want to be careful, because if you ever drive by the Aspen Project, as the Aspen Project or as the Shaw yeah family, we are very, very choosy what signs we will pick up. We're actually having some created. If we're actually going to put on a major protest, peaceful, loving, we want people to know that God loves them.
Yeah.
Protest. And we want everyone to come out. Our rules are, we're doing it out of the love.
Yeah.
If a woman has already had an abortion, right?
Yeah.
And it's too late, then we are not there to be the judge.
Right.
We're there to convert them to Christianity and let them know they have a God that loves them.
Yeah.
And so for us, there are some signs. They're pretty graphic there. There are some signs that I would ask that they remove, as long as my group is there.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, Pastor Lamb will be on hand, and we've talked about some of the signs, and he's addressed it.
Yeah.
But as an organization, and the people in this room, we know, yeah, we're there in love. You know, I don't hold any signs. You know, what's really funny is we just also got a child yesterday, 18 mm-hmm months old, and he was in the stroller, and I told my wife, I said, hey, give me my sign. And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, unbuckle him. Because there's nothing that
right
speaks to these, you know, and pray for these young women that are going in here, but saying, you know, and I told three or four of them, if you decide to have that baby, I myself will adopt your child.
Yeah.
And it's true.
How many kids do you have in your house?
Oh, who cares? You know what? God has
I'm
finally
glad you're
said
at that point.
Pack them in the ark.
Yeah.
Because the youth, anyone who's 30 plus, the generation today is going to be the kids that are going to be taking care of us in our future.
Right.
And I want a bunch of Christians that know and have compassion for me when I'm old, grumpy, and not, you know, not drinking my coffee.
Right.
I want a group of people saying, this next generation, we have to do it. You know, Hitler said the youth are our future. Well, if Satan himself knows that, shouldn't we as Christians know that?
Right.
And, you know, my quiver can never be too full, I've discovered. You know, I'm gonna launch out my children out into the world and a lot of other children, I hope. And if I can impact someone who's listening on this radio show to touch the life of a children, and we send that person out.
Yeah.
You know, it's network marketing through the Bible. It's called discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to impact the world. So that's where we're at.
Dude, I love the Aspen Project. You guys do some incredible things. How can people, if people listening say, hey, that sounds like something I would love to do, whether it's hang out with you guys out front of abortion clinics and love on these mothers and share with them that they do have a choice and that they do, there is a God that loves them, because more often than not, there's people on the corners with signs that are just disgusting and God has nothing to do with that.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, go to Facebook and punch in the Aspen Project. If you're not a Facebook person, there's a billion people doing Facebook, I just found out today.
I don't want to do Facebook.
Become the Facebook. Link us in. You can always call me, 410-4460.
That's right.
Or you can go on aspenproject.org. We're revamping the website, so it's a little outdated. But, you know, you can still reach me through there. It has a nice little outline.
Cool.
So we do foster care adoption. All we're doing is plugging you in with other organizations that are already doing this. We are a connecting rod. But the Christian community, we need to unite. Yeah. If you're listening and you tell your church about us, and I'll be more than glad to come speak at your church. We're not going to change your philosophies. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, I'll come speak at your church.
Yeah. All right. There, Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project. All the details at Facebook. We linked it to ours, so you can catch it right on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. All the details for the Aspen Project there. And next week, Static Decision 2012, are you going to be hanging out with us?
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is what we do. This is what we love to do. And you're right. It costs money. As we found out yesterday, it costs a lot of money to put on something quality. And that's what we want to keep doing, the quality of Static Radio.
What did David say? I will give nothing to the Lord that doesn't cost me something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of us, it's our time. It's guys like you that could technically be on a radio show that you'd be getting paid a lot more.
But shh, don't say that. My wife's listening.
Well, she knows.
I'm just kidding. She knows.
You do it as a ministry, and you know you do it for the glory of God. But it takes listener support. It truly is a listener support radio.
Yeah.
And just because it doesn't work for your business, you're not going to be bringing them in. The listeners of this station need to do it for the glory of God and for the further of the kingdom. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Pretty soon, these kids are going to be grown up. It will matter. And I don't forget the people who supported me when I was small. The listeners of this station aren't going to forget the supporters. When they need to do something, you know, word of mouth in this town, it's a small town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There it is. MyStaticRadio.com. Love you too, Clay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio as well. That's where you find all the details on the Aspen Project. Yeah, dude. On the way, some Cold War Kids. Also got a culture shock from Yellow Card. But to get you there, to write this down, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Cold War Kids. Yeah. Minimum Day. Static Radio, come here, be my co-host. Hang out with me.
I can't be the co-host. She's coming.
I'm here.
I ran.
Down the street.
I ran.
Hanging out.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you, Celeste.
She said three words. Oh. She said three words, and then you showed up.
Hey.
Where have you been?
I was just putting away some... Never mind. That doesn't matter.
Static Radio, it's 8:30 now on Thursday morning. And day one... of No Caffeine 2012.
How are you doing?
Chewing a lot of gum. I've been chewing a lot of gummers, Mike.
I know. There's good stuff.
I gotta be honest, dude.
Not like...
You guys are trying to keep me, like, healthy or whatever, so I had this, like, water drink thing.
Yeah. You drank it all.
And then you've refilled it with, like, agua.
Yes.
I'm
H2O.
Supposed to keep drinking water.
Just keep doing it.
I've also taken 17 Ibutabs. My head is killing me.
You're doing great. You are doing great. And sorry if you die later on.
Oh, man.
Just saying. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Except for...
Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project did say off the air that quitting coffee cold turkey, especially considering how much I drink, is a bad idea and unhealthy.
Here's the thing. He did not know you only drank one cup of coffee a day.
But it's a really big cup.
No.
It's a really big cup.
He didn't know. He was unaware that you are being a little baby about this. Uh-huh. Just crying. over nothing.
It's a big cup! And they put multiple shots of espresso.
You're right. They put two whole shots of espresso in it.
Every day.
And some sugar.
Yeah. So I've been chewing a bunch of sugar-free gum. I've been drinking a bunch of water. And so far, I'm not as funny as I was yesterday.
You know what we could do?
I think I contribute all my hilarity to cat feed.
I'm sorry. To cat feed?
Cat, no.
Caffeine.
Caffeine, yes. You even confused me. I'm like, God, no. Cat. Wait, no. Caffeine. No,
what we could do, since you're acting like a diva or prima donna anyway,
uh-huh.
We could just give you a paper and write down everything you want. So like a green room list. We'll give you the blue M&Ms, whatever.
I like that.
So
that's a really
just make
good
you happy,
idea.
But no caffeine.
No caffeine.
Nothing on that list can have caffeine. I think chocolate has caffeine, so rule out the blue M&Ms.
But I need caffeine, Mitch.
Mm-hmm. No.
Day one of no caffeine 2012, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think I am a diva, apparently.
I think so.
Which is kind of saddening me.
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Because I didn't realize I was this big of a diva.
Never let go.
I need my caffeine. Mitch, I need my caffeine.
I don't... I just don't think it's necessary.
It is necessary!
I mean, for all of our lives, it's necessary, but for you specifically...
Yeah. Everybody else is drinking it around me.
Coffee floating around in your dreams.
Yeah.
Cups of coffee, espresso constantly pouring.
I don't know how my heart will go on without caffeine.
Oh, no.
Day one! It's been like 2 hours.
Yes.
Static!
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
I thought I said, you can do it. I promise. It's not... I used to have my cup of coffee every single day as well.
Right.
But I have a heart condition, and I actually started to have heart problems from the caffeine.
Oh, wow.
So I had to stop having coffee, and I mean, I thought I was going to go absolutely insane. But after a couple days, I got a lot better about it, and it's been 6-7 years now. I'm perfectly
Dang.
Fine. I'm just as perky and hyper as I was on coffee all the time.
Okay.
I mean, you totally get over it. I promise. You can make it.
All right. What did you do, like, in the beginning? How did you get through it?
Not really anything. I mean, I had to drink a lot of water, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because the hospital said I had to flush the caffeine out of my system.
There's been some flushing. There's been some flushing. I've been drinking a lot of water today.
But after that, I had to make the decisions to get rid of everything coffee in my house. You know, top out all my coffee and the creamer and everything that I would have used, and just make a conscious effort not to buy it. And eventually, I got over the idea.
So do you have to stay away from everything caffeine, like including chocolate?
I can have a little bit of chocolate. But sodas, coffee, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Gone.
Wait, sodas have caffeine?
Yeah.
Yes, sodas have caffeine.
So today for lunch, you can only have water.
What? Actually, the funny thing is at restaurants, I usually only have water.
Me too.
Because it's free.
Yeah. True.
Thanks for the call and the encouragement.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. You know, I found this story. I don't know how I'm supposed to stay healthy.
You can do this.
Day one of zero caffeine 2012. My campaign to be healthy or something.
It's been rough.
Yeah, but listen to this. According to a study by a team of Korean scientists, every single moment of every day, right now, Mitch, watch. I want you to do something for me.
Oh, gosh.
Do this.
Okay.
Okay, one more time. Through your nose. Okay.
Okay. Now, what just happened?
You just inhaled hundreds of thousands of viruses and bacteria.
Oh, come on. Why would you make me do that? I'm not going to breathe ever again.
Okay. Wow, you can hold your breath for a long time.
I need help.
Scientists set up air-collecting traps in industrial areas and forests around Seoul, South Korea.
Okay.
And then looked at the microscopic creatures they'd collected, and it looks like Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Pikachu.
Yeah. They found that in every cubic meter of air, there's between 1.6 million and 40 million viruses.
Oh, gosh.
And between 860,000 and 11 million bacteria.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Well, every minute you inhale about 3.5 cubic feet of air, which is about a tenth the size of a cubic meter. That means each minute you inhale between 160,000 to 4 million viruses.
This is going to cause something bad to happen.
And 86,000 to 1.1 million bacteria. Oh, wait, it gets better.
Okay, good.
I mean worse.
Oh, good.
More than half the viruses the scientists found were ones that have never been seen before.
No.
And of the ones they could identify, the majority were infectious to humans, plants, or animals.
Awesome.
So why am I trying to quit caffeine when everything's going to kill me, including breathing?
Because you, I don't know.
Exactly.
I just want to go to sleep now and be under my covers.
So the question is, how do you stay healthy? I mean, considering viruses are everywhere. What are you doing right now? Obviously, I'm trying to kick this whole caffeine thing day one of caffeine debacle 2012. But what are you doing to stay healthy? 505-338-3700. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not commenting on what I'm doing to stay healthy, but I don't understand why you're quitting caffeine.
I didn't have coffee all weekend this last weekend, and I had wicked migraines.
And it was very apparent that he was an addict.
Really, really apparent that apparently my body is dependent upon caffeine, so everybody is forcing me around here to quit.
Well, I don't think that you need to quit.
Yeah?
I think that... Yeah, I think... I know. I think everything... It's true. Everything in moderation.
Oh, I can't do that. I love coffee too much.
I don't even know what that word means,
moderation.
Well, that's where God comes in, all right? You have to ask for the strength. But you can get to 2 cups a day, and that's fine. 2 cups a day is actually healthy.
Oh, good okay. See, it's healthy, yeah. Mitch.
No. Okay.
Two cups a day. All right.
Then why are you so dependent?
On my one cup I have every day. Thanks for the call.
Two cups, two shots. That's it.
Two cups, two shots. All right. Thanks.
Good luck.
505-338-3700, the phone number. See, she's an enabler.
She is. No, it's all right. Only in moderation. It's cool.
It is cool. It's totally cool.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know what? To be honest, I really do want to try this. I want to see if I can do this because the truth is this weekend, I went without coffee all weekend mostly because I was working. Actually, you know what? Saturday morning, Darren brought me coffee to the remote. So I did have coffee on Saturday. It was just Sunday. And I had wicked, wicked headaches Sunday because I forgot to drink coffee. And I don't like drinking coffee in the afternoon because that's just weird and gross.
Yeah. Well, what if you tried?
Tried what?
Drinking coffee in the afternoon. Not anytime soon.
Fight you. You make up your mind.
I'm not.
You're dealing with someone going through withdrawals. You don't want to start shifting ideas in front of me.
I haven't been trained.
I'll go crazy.
I haven't been trained.
I'll go crazy.
I'm sorry.
Static.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
So. I've been trying to be healthier to actually eat breakfast.
Okay.
Because supposedly if you don't eat breakfast, it's very unhealthy for you.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and one thing I read said that apples, if you eat a large apple, it has the amount of energy, a cup of coffee, because of the natural sugars.
See, this is what I've heard.
I don't know, so that's what I've been doing. I've been eating apples.
Is it working?
I don't know. I'm kind of sick of them.
But you don't get sick of coffee, do you?
No. Because I can get different flavors of coffee. Apples are just kind of apples.
You know what you could do for breakfast?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to blow your mind.
Apple pie?
Dang it. You stole my thunder.
What if you juiced the apple?
No, gross. Apple pie, way better than juiced apple.
Okay, apple pie is really good.
Also known as apple juice.
Right. Juice the apple. Apple juice.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Dude, she sounded pretty hyper.
Yeah. Those apples are working.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what Adri asked first thing this morning.
Did you get an apple?
She texted me, did you eat your apple?
Uh-oh.
No, because Sopo didn't have an apple.
You have apples at home.
I didn't think to grab it. It's dark when I wake up.
Okay.
Static.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What up?
Hey, brother man. The best way to get over this addiction, there's two things you need.
Okay.
One, suck it up. Two, the other thing, rely on your spouse, man. She helped me through all my addictions.
There you go. See, I like that. And she's right. An enabler. She just keeps saying, why are you doing this again?
Yeah.
Now, how much coffee were you doing? A cup a day?
Yeah.
But he's already like grumpy right now and freaking out because he has a bad headache.
Let's be honest. It was a 142-ounce cup of coffee.
There was
12 shots. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I went from 4 pots a day down to 1 cup a day.
4 pots a day?
4 pots a day.
I used to be a manager for a grocery store, and so I used to walk by the deli and fill my coffee cup all day.
That is incredible.
Yeah, right? But you'll do good, man. Just rely on God and suck it up.
I will do that. Can't do. All right.
Great news.
Except I'm a wuss. I can't suck it up.
You can try this now.
I can try this. Adri. I have to spit my gum out.
Okay.
Just came in studio. Oh, I don't know. This still has a sticker on it. I should probably wash this off.
Yes.
Is all the hands that have been on it?
Yes. Oh, gross. Gross.
She gave me an apple.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try this.
See how it actually works.
Oh, it tastes like hands.
What do you know what hands taste like?
So I'm going to try this. Eating healthy.
Got your apple.
So I'm trying to kick caffeine and, you know, considering according to this amazing scientist in Korea, we breathe in millions of bacteria every moment.
Thousands. Every minute.
No, millions.
Well, okay. You inhale between 160,000 and 4 million viruses and between 86,000 and 1.1 million bacteria.
Every moment.
And what's even worse about all of this?
Every breath you take.
Every move you make. Even worse, more than half of the viruses they found didn't match any currently known species.
Which means there are some crazy, freaky virus. It's like the T-virus. And it's going to kill you. Turn you into zombies.
The majority of the species, I don't know. They could identify. You're being gross right now.
As an apple.
They are infectious.
Oh, if you eat an apple.
Do you know how many germs are in that?
I don't know, but considering I'm already breathing them in, does it really matter?
Right?
I mean, let's be honest.
So it's amazing that we're alive.
Yep, pretty much. So what are you doing to stay healthy? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
Steve-O, I am so disappointed.
I know.
You need to return to your roots.
My coffee roots?
How many Starbucks and how many Sopos out there serve apples?
Exactly. Yeah, you know why, though? That's because an apple's like 49 cents and they make $17 off of their, you know, grande caramel macchiatos.
You'll be back. You'll be back into the fold of all of us who drink coffee.
You are the bad person in every movie.
I'm his conscience.
Yeah. You'll be back. You'll be back. I heard that somewhere before. High school. Her name was... Never mind.
Return to the fold.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yep.
Did not.
Oh, man.
So we ask, how are you staying healthy even though we breathe in several thousand viruses? 100,000. No, 100 every minute.
Sorry, okay. Whatever.
Several hundred thousand viruses every minute. So how are you trying to stay healthy? Tyler says he runs with the dogs and eats what's in season.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's good.
Ryan does not do a very good job. He says drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, of course.
It doesn't work.
It could.
No, because there's lots of caffeine. No.
If by healthy he means a heart attack at 32, then...
Oh, he's
totally.
Doing a great job.
He's totally staying healthy.
Everyone seems to exercise with their dogs. Amber says that she does that.
Runs with the dogs?
Yes.
That's cool.
Brian says the body by Vi in the 90-day challenge.
No! Boo! I refuse. I have many friends who are like telemarketers right now trying to get me to buy this junk. And it's like, come on, bro.
Man, those telemarketers.
That's terrible.
You're killing me, Steve-O. You're killing me, dude.
What?
Dude, I'm on a reputable doctor's website.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You got to listen to this.
Is it WebMD? Okay.
No. No, no, no. Okay. Coffee. A recent study found that women who drank at least 4 cups of caffeinated coffee had a 25% lower risk of developing cancer.
What?
That's what it
said. You said women.
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Okay.
Plus, this pick-me-up has been shown to reduce the risk of host cancers, including breast, uterine, kidney, liver, colon, and prostate.
Oh, snap.
By drinking just 1 cup of regular coffee per day, you can reduce the risk of all cancers by 3%. To get the full benefit of coffee's cancer-fighting properties, drink 3 cups a day, unless you find this amount too stimulating. Hey, I don't know, dude.
I'm just saying, I saw I Am Legend, and they found a cure for cancer, it wasn't tested long enough, and I don't think this has been tested long enough, so he could turn into some crazy vampire zombie, and I'm not ready
for that. No, that's what I turn into when I don't have coffee.
You're doing just fine
right
now.
You're doing this to me.
I agree with you, Steve-O. Hey, I'm with you, dude.
I'm eating an apple right now. I'm doing everything I can.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm going to buy you a cup and deliver it. This is Pat in Las Cruces, so that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
What's going on, dude?
How are you,
that's
going
to be a long drive. I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to call Sopos and have them deliver one to you.
And I will throw it on the ground.
Oh, man.
Man, I ain't a party of stuff.
You need to put it. You need to go to the polls and put it to a vote, Steve-O.
I like this idea. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, take care, guys.
All
right. You too.
Bye.
Bad Las Cruces.
Oh no.
Love it. People are. Hey. Speaking their minds.
You are.
They're just trying to
so
help me out.
So strong. You are being so strong right now. People are trying to tell you to just drink that coffee, and you are not caving.
I just keep eating this apple.
You are doing a great job.
Tastes like an apple.
Sure does. And coffee tastes like coffee.
Yeah, delicious, wonderful coffee.
I just know that Adri is really going to appreciate
of
this.
Life.
Thebe says, "I don't eat bread, grains, sugar, or dairy. Ride a bike to work."
Wow.
Dang.
That's like legit health stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can go that far. I'm eating an apple. that's my exercise for the week.
Okay. And David Meyer says, that's stupid.
See, my real friends love me. At least they're honest. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Steve, I feel your pain. I'm seriously addicted to caffeine. I used to get it through sodas, and I would drink like 2 or 3 Route 44s a day.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah,
especially
really
during
bad.
Happy hour?
Yeah,
that's
well, especially.
An issue.
Yeah, and I live like within just a couple miles of a Sonic, so
right?
It was like, yes,
uh-uh.
I will feed my addiction. But then I've stopped sodas, and it actually took me a lot longer to stop the sodas than it did for me to quit smoking. And now I've transitioned over to Starbucks and McDonald's frappes and giant cappuccinos, and I
you know how much money that is?
That's a lot.
I know.
That's what you need to do is just think about that. You just look that up and see how much money you've spent.
You need to keep a tab on that because it is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you get enough like free surveys from Sonic and stuff. You can, you know, get their preps and their keys and stuff. Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's really bad. But I feel your pain because I'm trying to cut down, too, and it's just really hard.
Go buy an apple. This is working so far.
We will try that.
I'm complaining less because I have food in my mouth. So
Yeah.
So keep feeding him. We need another apple.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you're led to do it, then you're going to find the strength. So hang in there.
What about if you feel like you were forced by your co-host who's a jerk?
What if you were to transition it? Like, I don't know, just kind of fool yourself where you have like 1/4 of the cup as regular coffee and the rest of it decaf.
I may or may not have absolutely sneaked some of her tea when she wasn't looking because it's got caffeine.
Are you kidding me?
No, totally. Totally. Why do you think I transitioned so well?
I am
well
so
into doing
angry
this?
At you.
All right,
also,
good
I
luck.
Used your straw. Sweet, thanks for the call.
Oh my gosh. I am so upset right now. And I'm upset with Thebes as well.
Why?
He says, and I ingest as much coffee as I want, which happens to be about 64 ounces per day.
See?
How much is that?
I've heard nothing but good things about coffee so far. I feel like you guys are giving coffee a bad rap. Like maybe back in the day, he made some mistakes, you know? He was a kind of a party guy.
Yeah, he hasn't changed.
But he's changed.
He has not changed.
Yes, he has. Talk to his friends, WebMD, who are like, no, bro, it's proven. He's a good guy now.
How do you prove
he's gonna
that?
He's going to help you fight
How
cancer.
How do you prove that?
Google it. Static.
Hey, this is Zeke.
Hey, hello. What up, Zeke?
Nothing. I just had me a cup of coffee, and I'm actually willing to make you a cup of coffee, too. I'm dead serious, dude. I know how it is to go without coffee without caffeine. And I had a really, really bad caffeine withdrawal when I was at work, and it wasn't good at all. Bad headache.
Yeah, and that's what he's going through. What's crazy is that he's actually quit caffeine. And so if you want to make that cup of coffee and bring it here, I'll drink it.
But he's quit.
That's just mean.
That's cold. No, it's going to be hot.
Thanks for the call, Zeke. Man. You know what? I'm trying it. I am willing to try this. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to let my yes be yes and my no be no.
It's kind of a yes. Kind of a yes because I just found out you drank some of my tea.
No, it's a total yes. I'm weaning myself off.
Oh, of course.
You can't expect me to cold turkey just drop everything.
Of course not.
I'm doing a really good job. Come on.
You're doing a great job.
Praise me. Tell me I'm doing a good job.
You're doing wonderful.
It's called encouragement.
Look, both phone lines. Oh, just one now.
All right. Static.
Hey, man, after all the calls I'm hearing, you're not the only addict in town, bro. You're just a junkie like everybody else.
That's all there is. Thank you.
And you know what? I jumped to the dark side, too. I never used to drink coffee, and my wife started forcing me to drink it. So now I have to have it, too. So I'm in there, man. I'm in there.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
9:05 now. Some Philip Phillips for you there.
Going home.
One of the most unfortunate names in the universe.
I know, right?
Actually, the funny thing is we, gearing up for a baby.
Yes.
And one of the first names I wanted, but sadly taken by a friend of ours with the son, Jet.
Jet? I like that name.
Jet Jeter.
Yes, I like that.
Come on!
I don't know it's good. It's a good name.
Jet Jeter.
But it's taken, apparently.
Well, yeah, and it's the first three letters of Jeter. Jet, you know, from Cowboy
Jet
Bebop.
Jetter? That's like for the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the rest of his life. Jet Jetter?
It's Jeter, bro. The weird thing is that's what most people say, Jetter.
I don't understand how they can make that like assumption that it's Jetter. There's one Jetter. T and there's a famous baseball player.
Yeah.
With the same last name.
And then my comeback always is, it's like Peter with a J. Peter. It's not Petter. It's Peter. Thank you. You know what? I got to say something.
That is funny.
We're talking about me getting healthy.
Yeah.
Kicking some caffeine.
Right.
And I ate an apple.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm being serious right now.
Dang.
It was really delicious.
Now drink your water.
You got like a really serious face there. I've been drinking water all morning. You know how many bathroom trips I've had to make? This is awful.
All I know is that it's good for you.
So lots of water and apples, apparently.
Yes.
The question on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, how do you stay healthy in this world of germs and bacteria and death?
Chris says, I hold my breath when I pass by dirty people.
Yeah, see, that doesn't matter, bro. According to a study by a team of Korean scientists, you're inhaling hundreds of thousands of viruses and bacteria right now.
Yeah, when you hold your breath,
as we speak,
that you're giving those viruses more of a chance to really do something in your body.
Every minute you inhale about 3.5 cubic feet of air, which is about a tenth the size of a cubic meter, means each minute you inhale between 160,000 to 4 million viruses and 86,000 to 1.1 million bacteria.
Oh.
Yeah. Good times.
So gross.
How do you stay healthy? Static.
Yo. What up, Static?
Hey. What up?
Nada. The Jets guy up in Rio.
What up?
Nada. So, you're kicking coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for you. I know this guy ain't going to be doing it anytime soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been amazing. All 3 hours.
He's feeling better now. He had an apple.
Yeah.
That's good.
Feels good.
Yeah, Adrian brought me an apple. Dope. Yeah, this is what a lot of people are saying, apples and water. So I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
Pray for my wife and children.
Oh.
All right.
So.
And your nice little co-host there, Mitch.
Yeah, her too, I guess.
She's got to put up with you quite a ways.
Yeah.
This is true.
During the worst part.
You actually have to put up with me more because we work like all day, so you have to deal with me all day.
Yeah, man, pray for me. I don't know what I got myself into.
Mm-hmm. No- the water thing, my wife's all into the drinking water, and you break your arm, have a glass of water, it helps. Yeah.
It's like Lupin in Harry Potter. Here's some chocolate. You're like, why?
What does that do? That does it, yeah. I'm telling you. So water for everything. Yeah, I'm trying it.
Yeah, she says that, I don't know, this is written by some doctor, I guess. But,
right. Everything is.
Half your body weight in water in ounces will keep you hydrated.
Half your body weight. So, okay, half your body weight in ounces. So I need 75 ounces.
Yeah, drink 75 ounces of water per day.
Okay. That's a lot. Yeah. What did you just drink?
That is a lot. This is a 20-ounce bottle.
So you need to drink six more of those? Five more of those?
How awful are you at math?
No, okay, I understand that's 75. I said that's 100.
Yeah.
100 is 5. 100
ounces. So 4 would be 80, so I could drink 4 of these.
But you have a problem.
What?
You're addicted to coffee.
And so
we got to flush this out.
I'm quitting, right? Didn't I?
We got to flush
this. Coffee actually dehydrates you. A lot of people think, oh, well, it's got water in it, but no, it actually dehydrates you.
Yeah, I actually know. A Pastor Nick Crespo. He's out at the Anthem Church. He came back from overseas and he got really sick. And he thought, man, I must have got malaria or something. And he's freaking out because he has had malaria in the past.
Right.
And so we went into the hospital. He got hooked up to IVs and they ran a bunch of tests and they're like, you're just severely dehydrated. When was the last time you drank water? And he drank coffee all day long. And when he wasn't having coffee, he'd have Coke or something else, some fountain drink. And so it dehydrates you like crazy. It's not water, even though you see them put water in it.
Right. Yeah. So apparently I need to start drinking water.
Yes.
All right.
Another thing that I never would have believed unless I experienced it or my daughter experiencing it is chiropractic care. At the age of 3, she's probably about 2.5, but she's had numerous amounts of earaches and constantly sick. Her doctor had her jumped up on steroids and antibiotics and all kinds of crazy stuff. She started chiropractic care. She is now 7. She hasn't had an earache since, and the only time she sees her doctor is for a regular checkup.
Wow. So chiropractic.
Yeah. Okay. Chiropractic care, it's crazy, but I guess it works.
All right. Man, this stuff scares me to death. I'm not going to lie.
Ready?
Oh, stop it. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you got to take it easy.
All right, you too. See, that's weird to me. You're like popping your back and doing stuff. I used to go to Mike, Rosie.
Rose and Bloom.
And, man, it would start off with like bad scenes from Bond movies. Because he's just like, all right, so just calm down. Wow! And like crack your neck. But it's like...
Did it freak you out?
Yeah, it's like something you see in James Bond, and then the dude falls over because he's dead.
How did you feel after you got
it
done?
So it's like, just relax and just be... No! It was awful!
I want that to happen.
So I was like more stressed after that, like, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I've seen this in espionage films. This is how they sneak up on guys and take them out so that they can get into the Kremlin. So...
No.
Yeah. True story. Well, not really, because it's fiction. But
the movie.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's TJ.
Hey, TJ.
So, listen up. You've got to drink this water, dude, because I'll tell you what. 3 years ago, I went maybe a year, if not longer, of drinking Coke only, no water at all. And I got kidney stones. I'll tell you what, that will knock you down, and you will lose all dignity and respect for yourself. And... Not only did I get kidney stones, but I didn't learn my lesson after that because I drank water for a while after that, thinking I'm never going to go through this again. And then I reverted back to my Coke addiction.
You shouldn't call it that. You should say cola.
Your cola.
You should
addiction.
Call it your cola or soda addiction. If you walk around telling people you had a Coke addiction, they might, think differently.
Okay, correction. My soda addiction.
There you go. Sounds
but
better.
The same time a year after, I got kidney stones again, even worse.
Mm-mm.
And it knocked me...
both times it knocked me out of work for like a week and a half. I would just like, I would be fine for a while, and then all of a sudden, like, I just fall over and I could not move whatsoever.
Yeah, no thanks.
Thank you for your testimony.
So, lots and lots of water.
Amazing. All right.
Now we know the damage.
Yeah, dude, that sounds terrifying. I didn't think about it like that. That's awful.
Kidney stones.
Kidney stones.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure.
All right, TJ.
Wonderful testimony from TJ. kidney stones, man. There's some harsh.
Hey, yes. You need to be taking this seriously, Miss Coffee/Coke/ Tea/
Antioxidants.
Oh man,
I'm keeping it fresh. I'm keeping it real.
You make me angry. This isn't fair. You have to kick something too, not just me. Like, you seriously have to stop something.
What do I have to stop?
I don't know. We'll think about it.
There is a water main break on Cole Avenue East at I-25 and Oak Street and Locust Street. Take a different road, and you can take Cole Avenue between Spruce and Cedar for the next several days. There's apparently a lot more construction work at Wantabo at Southern, and more construction work Central at Tramway. And I'm going to look at everything else to make sure that there's an accident.
All right.
So... Go ahead.
You got it? We're good?
We're good. That's all right. Traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. They make delicious coffee.
They do.
It's the best.
Their coffee is great for those who are not addicted.
Oh, man. It's pretty incredible. And you can order some delicious coffee by calling 505-338-3669. It's right here on Calvert's campus.
Why don't you call and order an iced a Captain Americano?
You're such a jerk.
And just dedicate it to Steve-O. Dedicate it to him. Call us up. Let us know you got one.
I don't like you anymore. Someone?
Anyone?
Yeah. Samberlin for you now. So say we all. Right? 21st Century Digital Boy right here on Static Radio. Love it!
So good.
Local boys to your area.
Well, to New Mexico. Yeah, to
Moriarty. That's where you're from.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I did live there.
You did. That you did.
Yes.
Are you sad? It's 9:45.
Oh, I'm sad.
Just about out of time. If you missed any of the show today, make sure you podcast it.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
Jinx! Wait, don't do that, Mitch.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, wait, no, you're not going to talk, and I need you to talk.
Yeah, I play by the rules.
Of Jinx?
Yeah. That's
Were
it,
you
though.
Seven?
I'm just sticking with the rules I learned, all right?
Yeah, there you go. So, great show today. Yeah. I was excited. Thanks for everybody chiming in on health tips. How to stay healthy, how to kick caffeine. Trying.
How are you feeling now?
Day number one. Well, I'm done. I don't have to be funny for the rest of the day.
Oh, but you're going to try anyway.
Of course I am. That's who I am. You know me so well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Apple did well so far. Yeah.
You doing all right?
I've had an apple.
Yeah.
I've had to play more music today. Just keep running back and forth because I've had 60 ounces of water already.
Which is not fair because when I have to go through that, I just have to suffer.
Yeah.
I'll sit here in pain.
I don't hate this.
This
isn't awful. Like, it's water.
Yeah.
I feel decent today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I've always been told I'm skinny fat and I need to actually start taking care of myself because I don't really work out.
Maybe today's the day.
Do anything.
Today is the day.
Day number one.
You got this. Good job.
All right.
You did a great job.
In the books.
All morning.
What's the test for reals?
Tomorrow.
We'll see.
Okay.
Because it's only been a few hours. And I may have snuck some of your black tea.
Why?
I'm totally joking. Totally joking.
It's green tea.
It's green tea?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what it is. So obviously I totally didn't drink it.
That's the sign. You're dangerous.
Because I'm starting to like sneak around. I'm like scratching my arm.
Picking.
Hey, I just... Hey, what's up with that drink over there? Can I just have a little sip?
No.
What's up?
No, it's...
Here's the worst. You're sitting there with a big old caffeinated drink of awesomeness in front of me.
It's lightly caffeinated.
You're that person.
Lightly caffeinated.
You're that jerk.
I could quit when I want.
You know what? I used to smoke, like, way back in the day. I stopped hanging out with friends that smoked. Just saying.
Maybe we shouldn't be friends.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Okay.
Maybe you should just go.
Okay.
Wait,
fine.
Don't go. I need you. You're my co-host.
I'm going to turn this way.
Okay, sweet.
I can't look at you.
Thankfully, I don't have to deal with you for 20 hours. And that's when we kick off the show again tomorrow, right and early at 6 a.m. We've got a big show. Poema is going to be joining us in studio. They are doing a free CD release show tomorrow night at the Lobo Theater. We'll talk all about that with them tomorrow morning. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. We'll have Yo in studio from GameAndMovieGuide.com. And my dear friend Kyle from Rockwell Social. It's a big day.
I don't know when I can talk.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.